by faith and walk it out in their lives. So thank you, Father God, for that. Thank you for the honor of ministering your word. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Shout amen with me.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. Praise God. So this week, I will probably finish up on the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And notice I said probably. Things have a way of changing. Amen? And, you know, I welcome the Holy Spirit here this morning. Amen? Why don't you say, welcome, Holy Spirit?
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Oh, the precious Spirit of God in our midst. The precious Spirit of God in our midst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an honor to be in His presence. And what a there's a greater honor of knowing that He's dwelling on the inside of us. Amen. As born again believers, he's dwelling on the inside of us. He is a life changer. Amen. He knows how to take the broken pieces and put them back together. Hallelujah. Yes, He does. It doesn't matter what area of your life is broken. I tell you what, He can put it back together if you'll work with Him, if you'll cooperate with Him. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All righty. I want you once again to turn to, I believe I left off it when I began, I think, at the Gospel of John, 14th chapter. Hallelujah. And I'll just read, begin reading at verse 15, John the 14th chapter. Again, I've been ministering on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For the past few weeks, I've been ministering on the Holy Spirit because He's the one that's with us. Amen? Well, let me go ahead and read 15th verse of the 14th chapter. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper. Now, I'm reading from the New King James Bible. If you have a King James Bible, it would say another comforter. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth. Aren't you glad He's the Spirit of truth?
Amen.
Amen. If it's not the truth, it didn't come from Him. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans or comfortless. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Now, most of you in here, I believe, know this already, but just for the sake of some that's watching, or maybe some of you here that don't know this, when Jesus made the statement that he shall dwell in you. He's with you and He shall dwell. Let me get it right. He is with you, is what He was telling them, and shall dwell in you. I'll get it together here. And what He was telling them, well, you have to understand, the reason He was saying it this way is because He hadn't gone to the cross yet. Amen? He hadn't gone to the cross yet. But the Holy Spirit was with them. Amen? All through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, the Holy spirit was with the folks. He was with the prophets. He was with all of them. But you have to understand, he did not dwell on the inside of them. Their bodies, as it were not temples of the Holy Spirit like our bodies are today. Oh, what a great mystery. They didn't even understand. They didn't understand this great mystery. God in us. God on the inside of us. And that's been God's heart the whole time, is to dwell on the inside of his people. That's where he wants to be. That's where he wants to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He just tolerated man-made temples and vessels. But he was looking forward to that time when he would dwell in the hearts of men. Oh, glory to God. And we are living in that day right now. You and I, we are living in that day where the Spirit of God is living on the inside of the born again believers. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. And so I once again, guys upstairs, I want you to give me verse 16 from the Amplified Bible, the Amplified Classic version of the Bible. Go ahead and put that on the screen for me. John 14, verse 16. I read it last week. I want to read it to you again this week, and then we'll take off from there. Hallelujah. Verse 16, Amplified. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. And notice how the Amplified Bible breaks it down. Counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. And if we have time, if I have the time, I'm going to touch a little bit more on the intercessor. But last week, we talked about the fact that he is our strengthener. And he will strengthen us even in hard times. He will be our strength when things are tough. You hear me? He will be our strength when it seems like there is no way out. He will keep us strong. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. But he's also our standby. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is also our standby. And this is the dictionary definition I'm about to read you here, but it says standby is a person who can be relied on, especially in an emergency.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He can be relied on. That's the reason he's with us, and that's the reason he's in us, to help us. The quicker we realize that we need God's help, the better off we're going to be for it.
Amen.
Too many times we are apt to just try to handle things on our own. Well, you know, I prayed about it, but God just too slow, or nothing's changing. No, 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 no. You stay with God, because God always knows what he's doing. Can I tell you something? It's no secret. You already know it's the truth, but faith comes by hearing, not by having heard. So I wanna tell you again, God can hear things that we don't hear. God can see into places that we cannot see. God can go places we cannot go. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He knows everything there is to know about our situations, about our circumstances. He knows. He knows all things. And and that's the reason I believe that one of the reasons the Bible says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. I have the all-knowing one with me 24/7. He's with me 24/7, and he knows everything. He only revealed to us what we need to know. How many times have God worked in the background that we never even knew anything about, but God was at work, working on our behalf? Are you still here? How many times have he sent the angels out to stop something that the devil tried to get going? Glory be to God. God wants us to know, and we see it clearly in his word. He wants us to know that we are never alone. Never alone. And I understand, naturally speaking, sometimes you can feel lonely because of what you see, because of what you hear. You feel lonely or depression will try to set in. And we have to take a stand against that stuff, folks. We have to take a stand against that. You need to remind yourself that often you are not alone. The greater one lives on the inside of you. The greater one lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Amen. If you know him, why don't you say with your own mouth out loud, the greater one lives on the inside of me. Say this, say the all-knowing one lives on the inside of me.
The all-knowing one lives on the inside of me.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Say this, say I'm never alone. Never alone. Never alone. Now, I'm gonna move on here, but let me say this. We must treat the Holy Spirit like we want him around. When Jesus said, I'm going to send him back, he wasn't sending him back part-time. He's not one you put in the closet till you need him. He's the one that lives on the inside of us 24/7. And whatever we do, let's not grieve him. Amen. Amen. Oh, you're still here. Amen. And now, he is our standby. He's ready to go at any time. Hallelujah. That's the reason, folks, we got to pray. That's the reason. Oh my goodness, I get off on that, and I'm trying to stay on course here because I know I got to go. But remember this. He's always there to help you and to assist you in any situation. Now, turn back to the 23rd Psalm. 23rd Psalm. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to share with you some promises that we have concerning the Holy Spirit, and he's the one that's at work in the earth. Yes. Amen? Glory to God. Listen what David said, the writer of the 23rd Psalm. Verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Well, if he's my shepherd, then I'm his sheep. Amen. 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 The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Aren't you glad that God gives us good things? Amen. And if I can may make this point to you, and then we're going to move on. We need to have the same heart and attitude that God's got. God gives us his best. You know what we should do for others? Give them our best. Give them our best. If you're going to bless somebody, bless them. Don't give somebody something and they look at it and say to themselves, "What am I going to do with this?" It don't work. It's broke. These pants don't fit. These shoes have holes in them. No, if you're going to give something good, because God always gives his best. Just thought I'd throw that out there at you. Well, we'll move on. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Now, look at this part B of verse 2. Read it. What does he do? He leads me. He leads me beside the still waters, beside the peaceful waters, quiet waters, yeah. But he leads me. We have a promise from him that he would lead us. Jesus himself said the Holy Spirit would lead us, guide us, and even show us things to come. Am I right? We need to be sensitive to his leadership. Now, let me read on just a little bit further here. And you know, this 23rd Psalm really is in many ways the type of the church. Amen. Let's read on verse 3. He restores my soul. Glory to God. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. See, I could stick there a while too. But we'll read on. He restores my soul. Read the rest of that verse. He leads me. Are you getting it yet?
Yes.
He leads me.
Yes.
Well, how does he lead me? He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If it ain't righteous, it's not him leading you. If it's not the path of righteousness, it's not him leading you. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. You know, I've been in the ministry a long time, been saved a long time. Met a lot of people, been a lot of places, experienced a lot of things. And I've met people that would say things like this: God is leading me to do this, God's leading me to do that, the Spirit of God is saying this, the Spirit of God is saying that, you know, whatever, over the years. And what they're saying don't even line up with the Word of God. So you know right off the bat, that's not God, that's them. Hope you've never experienced this, but I've seen it where people have a word of prophecy for you, have a word for you from the Lord, and they'll say things like, thus saith the Spirit of the Lord, and then they go off on you. When in reality, they got something against you, and that's their way to get back at you. They're going to use God. Oh, folks, it happens. Prophesying out of their emotions. I've seen it happen. Folk that didn't like other folk that was mad at somebody, and so they use God to get back at them. Anybody else ever witnessed that or experienced it? Oh, my goodness, more hands than I thought there was going to be. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Always remember this. If it's not righteous, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. Amen. See, God has us where he wants us right now. What I mean by that is the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of us, which also gives us responsibility. God will speak to men and women. to minister to other men and women. It may be through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It may be through the prophets' ministry. Yes, prophets, there are still prophets today, just like there are apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. There are prophets today. But there is a difference today than it was in Old Testament times. See, today we have the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us. In the Old Testament time, they didn't have him on the inside of them. Matter of fact, God would speak through the prophets in the old days, through the kings, and sometimes the kings, sometimes the priests, would prophesy to the people. And they had to, you know, they had to abide by what the prophets said. But guess what? In those days, there were false prophets. Now, see, nowadays, you know, anybody can call themselves a prophet, because there are many out there. That seems to be one of the favorite titles that people want in front of their name. Prophet this and prophetess that, you know. And anybody can put that handle on their name if they want to. But like I said, you've heard me say before, just because you got the handle doesn't mean that you have the gift and the equipment. In other words, anointed to do that. You can say anything. But here's something we got to certainly be aware of. Believers today have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of them. And we can truthfully sing that song. And he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. You got to understand something. God wants to talk with you. God wants to talk with me, because he's living on the inside of me. He's living on the inside of you. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, someone prophesied to you, you need to judge it by the word of God. You know, if I walk up to you, sister, and says, thus says the Lord, he wants you in Africa by 5:00 Wednesday, start packing. You better not move. If you're feeling a little checked right in here, like, whoa, stop lights are going off all over the place, right on the inside of you. You better not move. But it happens sometimes. My point is, we have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of us. And he will confirm what he wants. Amen. I think I might have shared this one time. And Kathy and I went to a church. I wasn't pastoring then. Went to a church. And this lady said she was a prophet. That's between her and God, but that's what she said. She prophesied to me. And y'all have to understand, back then I wasn't as spiritual as I am now, and I'm still growing. But I wasn't as spiritual as I am now, and I had enough sense not to insult her publicly. But she told me some stuff that got under my skin and made me angry. So my wife got an earful all the way home. I wasn't fussing at her, but I had a lot to talk about because she hadn't done nothing. She hadn't done anything. But this woman said she was a prophet, and she told me some stuff that I knew on the inside of me wasn't true. I mean, it's something on the inside of me was saying, no, 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 no. Are y'all following me?
Yeah.
Because we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. And I tell people this. If someone tell you something and you're not sure if it's God or not, just take it, set it up on the shelf. Y'all listening to me? If you're not sure, take it and set it up on the shelf. And if God speaks to you later, or if you realize that this is God later, take it down off the shelf and go with it. But if you don't know, better not move. Because you get yourself in trouble. There folks told other folks to marry somebody. And they realized when they married that person, they missed God big time. I didn't know much back in my young days, but I did know how to pray the best I could. I met her. There's no way I was going to marry her without first knowing in my heart she's the one, and vice versa. This wasn't a one-way street. Because He leads us in the paths of righteousness. What's right for us? What lines up with God's word? Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. I'll tell you what. Amen. Now, what about those times, Pastor, when I just don't know what to do? I just don't know what to do. There's one reference in the Word of God I want to take you to. Turn to Proverbs, 3rd chapter. How many of you want to walk and live in the perfect will of God for you? Amen. Yeah, we want to live in God's perfect will. I want to be doing what God called me to do, where He called me to do it. Oh, glory to God. Proverbs chapter 3. What do I do, Pastor? I just don't know what to do. I just don't know. Do I need to move forward? Do I need to move to the right? Do I need to move left? Do I need to back up? Look at verse 5, Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding, your own plans, your own thoughts, your own ideas. The way mama done it, the way daddy done it, the way we've always done it. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, do what? Acknowledge Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Read the rest of it. Say what? A little bit louder. That's a promise from God. Even when I don't know what to do, Even when I don't know when to move, I'm going to lean on God. I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to stay full of His Word. I'm going to stay on my knees before Him and fellowship with Him. And I have His promise. He is going to direct my path. Now, He may use someone of His choosing to help me. But I have His promise that He's going to direct my path, and the Holy Ghost is going to be involved in that. Amen. Hallelujah. When you don't know what to do, you trust in the Lord with all your heart. Just trust in the Lord. Stay in His Word. Stay in His presence. Keep a song in your mouth. Praises flowing forth from your lips. And remind yourself, I have a promise. I have a promise. He's going to lead me in this. Well, Pastor, I've been wanting to get married and I just don't know what to do. Do what we just read. First of all, you ought to want God more than you are a man or a woman. Amen. Please get your priorities in order. Because if you want the woman or the man more than you want God, the devil's going to accommodate you. If you think God is too slow, If you're not seeing any manifestation, may not be something you're not doing. It may be something that God is doing. I always tell people when I talk to people, well, Pastor, I want to get married. I'm looking for that special person in my life. I have to ask him this question. If he walked in here today, what kind of person would he find? If you're single, raise your hand. All right, we got a few singles in here. Amen, put your hand down. I want to ask another question. I know I'm being a little nosy. Do we have any singles in here who want to get married? Raise your hand. If you're not embarrassed, you don't have to. If we have any, all right. Now, you can put your hand down. If your man or woman walked in this church today looking for you, what kind of woman or man would he find? Would he find somebody that's going to be a tremendous blessing in his life? Or will he find someone that's going to cause him a lot of problems? Because he deserves what you think you deserve. Oh, I thought I'd have got more amens on that one. Too many times it's one-sided. Lord, I'm looking for that special man. I'm looking for that special woman. And we're not even preparing to meet him or her. We're still selfish, got to have our own way. And you know, I won't go there. You know. Y'all about to make me get my shout on. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I got to close, y'all, but I want to leave you with something. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. I told you I wanted to go back to this, and I was here some weeks ago. I want to go back. Hallelujah. And this is something I want you to always remember. Guys upstairs, you can put this on the screen. It's the New Living Translation, Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 26, New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Always remember this. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. Folks, sometimes we are in that area, we just don't know. We just don't know. Anybody been there? That should be all of us. At some point in time, we've been there. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Oh, hallelujah. Remember I told you the other week, He is our intercessor. He is our intercessor. That's part of His responsibility, is to intercede for us, to pray for us, because He understands that we are mortal people and sometimes we just don't know what to do. We don't know how to pray. Verse 27. And I love this. And the Father who knows the knows all hearts. Look at somebody and say, He knows my heart. Tell them, say, and He knows your heart. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads how? For us believers. In harmony with what? God's own will. We have the all-knowing one on the inside of us, and He knows how to intercede for us the will of God for us. That's when sometimes we think we know what we want when we don't really know what we want. Hallelujah. 28, verse 28. Hallelujah. Now, because of that, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Even when it looks bad, even when it's tough, even when we're walking in darkness and can't see our way, even when we don't understand, we have an intercessor the Holy Spirit that intercedes for us according to the will of God. And things look bad and they don't seem like anything's ever going to work out. But then we know what Romans 8:28 says. For we know that God causes everything to work together for our good. It didn't say it necessarily came from him, but it could have come from the devil. But God's going to turn it around and for our good. Turn it around for our good, because we have an intercessor, the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you something. That's the reason, listen to me, we need to pray in the Spirit. We need to pray in other tongues. And let me ask this question. You ever been in prayer? And maybe you've been in intercession yourself. And you was just praying and you praying in your native language, but then all of a sudden you begin to pray in other tongues, and then after a while you find yourself groaning. You know, just deep groaning. It could be you in the Spirit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever been there? Raise your hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know what? The Holy Spirit is probably using you to pray for someone else. Glory to God. How many times have you been in trouble? And because some saint somewhere was praying, they don't have to know you. They could be on the other side of the earth, but they were praying in the Spirit. And all of a sudden, they began to groan in the Spirit. And they don't necessarily know why, but they know it's God. And they know that their prayer is producing. My mother was a praying woman, but I think she had help, as far as I'm concerned. One day I look forward to meeting all the people that I don't know that's prayed for me that didn't know me. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, I could go on, but I gotta go preach a funeral. So I gotta quit. Let's treasure the Holy Spirit. Treasure him. He is everything we need. Acknowledge his presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. This bless you. Amen. 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 I want to speak.